Blog Talk Radio. This holiday season is a time to set aside your troubles. And yes, they'll be there. And when the holiday season ends, begin refreshed and renewed on how to solve them. Everyone deserves a time to get away from life's challenges, especially when injured, along with dealing with pain and suffering. Sometimes it's difficult and it takes time and effort to look for the joy and hope that can be found during this holiday season. Take a moment to see all the joy and hope this Christmas can bring for you. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this December 14, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. When searching for me, Estra, make sure to start at my website, Estra's Official Car Accident on Blogger. If you have any difficulties, write me a comment on this site, or you can also find all the legitimate links here. My name is spelled E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help inform, prepare, and share information from an injured person's perspective. If going through an injury claim process, my blog, radio, and TV programs will be here to provide information, encouragement, and advocacy to strengthen you through the process. As for now, let's think on good, enjoyable, and happy thoughts through conversation, music, and Christmas memories which bring hope and joy. You are welcome to dial in right now and share your hopes and dreams for a pleasant holiday season. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. After the radio show, you can participate in the conversation by posting your comments on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra. There's a hyphen between each one of those words. Again, it's Talking About You with Estra. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington, this holiday season. Talking About You with Estra's Christmas countdown of joy and hope begins today. We are 11 days away, so what can we do? Starting today, smile. Lips always look better right side up. Day 10, wisdom can bring joy and hope into your life. Decide to grab some right now. Learn something new and simple and easy. Day 9. Think of ways people have helped you through the year. Remember your good fortune. It's the one that counts. Day 8. Make a list of hopes and dreams. Imagine them happening in the future. Day 7. Close your eyes and think of new ways on how to be caring for yourself and others. Day 6. Try something you've always wanted to do. Take small steps with a bit of hope and see where you end up by next year. Day 5. Show kindness to someone who needs it. And quite frankly, I think we all do. Day 4. Reach out this holiday season and touch the heart of someone. For example, a pleasant conversation can mean a lot to a lot of people. Day 3. Answer these questions. What makes this season special each year for you? And where do you place this value? Nowhere and nothing is not an option. on the second day before Christmas, start to renew your spirit. Decide each day will be hopeful even in the face of disappointment. Not in a fake way, but by choosing that life will get better or is better. And on Christmas, remember Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice. What do you want to do with your life? Are you very special? Yes, you are. And you have purpose too. Merry Christmas to you. Start this holiday season by choosing to make the most of it. Love yourself and others. Don't be intimidated by anyone. Seek to bring out the talents inside you that we all need to benefit from. Made in a very special image, the best gift of the Christmas season is you, the real you. Not by the standard of a commercial, not by wealth, health, social skills. It really is about you. Share, learn, and grow. That's the best gift you can bring to our world. And we need you. I've lived long enough to experience a variety of holiday cheer and grief. One of the most important things to hold on to is a thankful heart, a caring, giving spirit, one that shares to help someone else move from a difficult position back to independence, especially today when many people have unmet needs and require compassion and empathy in these uncertain times. Our turn for help in some way will come sooner than we think. Some in our world want us to live in fear, in a helpless state. There is much money to be made that way, but there are many things money cannot buy. Respect, love, peace, and fulfillment that come by doing the right things for yourself and others. Christmas gifts are fine, but love and care for your family, friends, neighbors, and a stranger is better. People remember when you help to meet their needs more than a holiday gift. There are more lost and lonely people in our world today than ever. In my opinion, money does not meet our emotional needs, only financial ones. It's our communication with one another and support that brings comfort and companionship to life. Spending time talking with each other brings a satisfaction not found elsewhere, and unfortunately, this skill of communication seems to be moving backwards because of spending more time with technology. They cannot be exclusive. Spend time with each other. Take a moment this Christmas to celebrate what is good in your life, what others mean, and going forward, what is important this holiday and each and every day, accepting both happy and sad events as part of the journey. Go in the direction your heart and your mind lead, without fear, without concern of what others will think or do. Pull out the goodness and adventure inside you. Never look back. Make it a goal for dreams to become a reality, no matter how long it takes, using an injury or disability as a strength and not a weakness. Don't let your epitaph read, "I lived in fear, I never did what I wanted to do, I let disappointment, shame, harassment, and intimidation thwart my efforts." Give yourself a Christmas gift that only you can provide, one that does not allow an accident, disability, insurance, employers, or other circumstances to dictate your destiny. Will it be more than likely difficult? Yes, it will. But a reward that surpasses anything you may have ever known, not to mention the self-respect and independence. This Christmas season, find the true gift of giving, believing, and trusting in yourself while giving the respect and care to others. Enjoy the holidays. Dealing with problems through the holiday is difficult. Jesus transformed through his suffering, so are you. Use it in caring ways and help make the world a better place. Not for evil to prevail, but to crush it by respecting, helping people to live in dignity. It's been a long time since our country has seen so many people, especially children living on the street, going hungry. Now strides to create safety nets are being taken away. Our economy now supports the goals of the 1%. Government officials have missed the mark of protecting its people. But Jesus says, don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. Walk by faith, not by sight. Choose to do good in spite of troubles, pain, and fear. Jesus' death on the cross covers them, so you could live in love, fellowship, and fight for good and learn who he really is. Get peace through the storm by listening to his advice. Take comfort by knowing he walks through your problems before you. Don't give up the fight. Be an overcomer of disability, loss, death of a loved one, or illness and disease. Take a leap of faith by standing in truth and love, by holding on to Jesus the Christ. Learn to cover yourself with the armor of God. Fight for those things rightfully yours. And when you can do no more, just stand your ground. And may God place enemies at your feet. With all the trouble in the world, it can be difficult to get the holiday spirit. Recognize there will always be problems and things to address. Make a decision to relax your mind. Make room inside it for moments of peace and joy. That the battle is fought in the mind, yet it too needs some time off. So find a way just to enjoy the songs on the show. Let it encourage you. Bring back good memories or make new ones right now. Take a break and renew your spirit. This is the season just to get away, if only in your mind. God bless you today and always. May you seek his face and get to know him through his words and grow inner strength that can take you through all obstacles with peace. Is it time to choose God? Sometimes you just have to put life at the feet of God by saying, quote, God, I know I do wrong. Forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus died for me, and today my salvation begins. Jesus, come live with me right now. Be my Savior and Lord. I will follow you forever in your strength, not my own. Each day I will do the best I can and leave the rest to you. I will not become too sorrowful when life brings tragedy, but will lift my head to you in hopes of a better day and gain wisdom from the event. It is time to choose God. I choose God. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior means being willing to trust him to lead you through the ways of life, helping to find a deeper purpose in living. Refuse to allow hard times to hold you back. Get through difficulties with an abundance of his love carrying you through the storm. Sometimes we don't realize he is there until after the storm has ended. Continue to have faith in his words and deeds, and as time passes, you will become more like Jesus and see his works within you. There is no better guide, no better place to find wisdom, no better way to find peace beyond understanding of men. Seek to learn about love, hope, peace, and joy, but also gain strength, courage, and willingness to stand for the things that make life better for all people. Have a Merry Christmas through love, peace, joy, and hope. This combination uplifts your spirit and looks towards life's wonderful opportunities. Keep them close in your heart. Jesus always keeps them close. If you keep Him with you, they will be there too. May God keep you safe and in His hands. Amen. Six ways to keep your holiday cheer. Number one, avoid destructive behaviors. They can lead to very unpleasant outcomes personally and with relationships. Move toward actions that love you back. Number two, don't be afraid to make mistakes or be yourself. This is how we grow and learn. Be adventurous, caring, and respectful, yet realize perfection is the goal, not the reality. Number three, set boundaries for yourself and others. Keep them and they can protect you from making many mistakes. Number four, emotions run high during the holidays, so cut yourself and others some slack. Also be willing to remove yourself from any volatile situation. Number five, accept and understand your emotions. Have some quiet time to comfort yourself if necessary. And number six, decide to remember the gift of the season, love, joy, peace, and goodwill. Spread a little of it. Two 14 Car Accident Weekly Planners are now currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if you're involved in a car accident. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and 2-14 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Also now available is the DVD, Disc Collection Series 1 for watching Estra's TV programs. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. And while you're there, make sure to take the latest survey. I'm reading to you from the Life Recovery Bible from Tyndale House Publishers, from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 through 20. Quote, "About this time, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the nation. This census was taken by Quirinius, was governor of Syria. Everyone was required to return to his ancestral home for this registration, and because Joseph was a member of the royal line," most people don't hear that very often, I need to repeat that, "because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's ancient home, journey from the Galilean village of Nazareth. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time." I just need to stop it for just a moment and let people know that people don't understand that Mary understood how people were looking at her being pregnant and not being married, and this was a difficult time, but she held on to her faith and her belief and her courage and strength. So make sure that you do too. I'm going to go on here. Quote, "While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the village inn." I have to stop here for just a moment. Jesus didn't start out indoors either. So if you're outdoors, just know that you're in good company, and you won't necessarily have to stay there either. Go on, quote. "That night, some shepherds were in the field outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared among them, and the landscape shone bright with the glory of the Lord." Can you imagine seeing that? "They were badly frightened, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you the most joyful news ever announced, and it is for everyone.'" I repeat that. The news is for everyone. He didn't say Gentile or Jew. He said everyone. Let me go on. "The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem. How will you recognize him? You will find him a baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. Can you imagine the joy there? Maybe that's the white light people see when they're transformed and the joy that they feel and why so many don't want to come back. Okay, let me go back in. "Glory to God in the highest heaven," they sang, "and peace on earth for all those pleasing him." When this great army of angels had returned to heaven again, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found their way to Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in a manger. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and that the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story expressed astonishment, but Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and often thought about them. End quote. Sometimes that's where we have to keep things in our heart, quietly pondering them. So as you go through this season, remember the reason. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me during the holiday season. Remember to like us on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook, or Estra's Blog Tips also is out there. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians or names of Christmas songs that include At the Cross from various artists, As the Deer, Celtic Hymn, Whiter Than Snow, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Instrumental Praise, which also has out there Silver Bells, Silver Praise, Oh Holy Night, The Little Drummer Boy, Joy to the World, Let It Snow, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. So thank you so much for your music on InternetArchives.org, Instrumental Praise. Make sure to visit them at our website in 214. Estra's blog will feature these artists in support of their music. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can share your accident concerns and just be yourself. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's blog every Wednesday for videos. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today. Happy holidays. Information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you